Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to Globe GTC 2014 Results Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There'll be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you'll need to press star one on your telephone. I must advise you the conference is being recorded today, the 23rd of March, 2015. I would now like to hand the conference to your first speaker today, Małgorzata Czaplicka. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you to our 2014 Results Conference Call. The presentation will be held by Thomas Kurtzman, the CEO, and Erez Boniel, the CFO of the company. So now I'm turning the voice over to Thomas.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the presentation of our 2014 results. We would like to start with the highlights of the year 2014, and I would like to start with the statement that we have done a lot of works analyzing our portfolio in detail, and the result of some of the analysis were also that some of the assets had to be evaluated at a different level, which was disclosed in January this year. Therefore, we believe that we have now a very solid base on balance sheet to start a further growth strategy, where we are set to go. So let me start with the numbers here. We have very good improvements of operating results. The rental and service revenues of 2014 could be kept at the level of 2013, at 110 million euros. The rental margin is at 74%, better than 71% in 2013, which shows that the operation is working pretty efficient, and leasing was quite successful. The underlying profit before tax is at 29 million. 2013 number was 19 million. The cash generated from operation is up to euro 40 million, 2014, compared to 26 million the year before. A very important number is interest coverage, which is 2.1 times in 2014, up from the old number, 1.7. The devaluation of property is divided in about 160 million of commercial property, 34 million devaluation in residential properties and land bank impairment, and 27 million share of loss of associates, which is mostly contributed to Russia and Ukraine, since the political situation in these countries is not the best at the moment. Capital events of 2014 were a capital increase of 53 million, bonds issue of 48 million, and after that, repayment of bonds and related hedges of about 100 million euros. We are able to show progress on disposal of assets of our non-core and non-performing assets. We are about to clean our asset portfolio by selling bleeding and non-performing assets to be able to concentrate on our core business, and we do have preliminary asset disposal agreements signed to dispose some of the non-performing assets at the recent new valuations. The proceeds of these sales proceeds will be used to repay the debt connected to it. We also have been selling land plots in Poland, in Poznań, Kraków, and Constanța, where we did not want to further develop, and these sales were generating a free cash of about 11 million, with no effect on the P&L, because they have been sold at the valuations. We do have good progress in negotiations with our lenders regarding some of the covenant breaches occurred by devaluing some of the assets in Romania and Croatia and Bulgaria. Basically, we could establish a understanding that the economic terms of the debt repayment and the conditions are clear now between us and the banks. We are now just about to set up the legal documents to be able to finalize that. I want to flip over to development activities. Our most important two projects, the Galleria Bolnozna and Galleria Vilanov. Let's start with Bolnozna. We do have 10 pre-lease agreements signed for about 20,000 square meters. This brought the pre-lease up to 31% of the GLA of the building. We can report that we do believe that the building permit will be granted still in the first half of this year, since we are aware about delivering all necessary documents, just one issue, which is the firefighting waiver permit had to be corrected, and this is now also on the way to be approved. So we are very positive on getting the building permit this year, this first half year, and start then afterwards the construction of the project. We can also tell that we are on the final stage of negotiating the construction loan for this project, and we're also very positive this will be a positive outcome. In Galleria Vilanov, we do have 11 pre-leases signed, total of 15,500 square meters, which is equal to 25% pre-lease. Here we are in still a little bit behind Bolnozna. Building permit is expected to come until the end of this year if the city agrees to issue the building permit on the existing zoning. If the zoning needs to be adopted, there will be potential further delays, but we will see this more clear in the middle of this year. We do have one project in Belgrade, which is called 41 Office Complex. Here we are in the middle of construction. The construction schedule is ahead of schedule, and we believe that the completion of this building will be in September this year, where the tenants will move into this building and start working. We could finance the construction with Raiffeisen International. Construction loan was signed in February with €9.5 million. And we also can report that 60% pre-lease at this property is achieved. We do have another 10% under final negotiations, and we believe that at opening there will be a 70% occupancy, hoping to fill up to 80% to the end of the year, the rest in 2016. I want to give you a short update on investment market in CEE and SEE and relationships compared to 2013. We do have now a total investment volume of about 7.9 billion. And very interesting and important for us is that Poland's share in the total investment volume moved from 70% in 2012 to 41% in 2014, which shows that all the other countries like Romania and Hungary, also Slovakia, picked a lot up, and it shows also that the interest of investors is still very heavy in Poland, in Czech Republic, but also moving into other countries in CEE and SEE. Let's move to section 3, portfolio overview. The total portfolio gross asset value of GTC is at the moment 1 1.29 billion euros. 61% of it is office and 34% retail, and we do still have about 5% residential stock where we are about to sell off, and we hope that most of the residential will disappear and will be sold to the end of this year. The income generating asset on gross asset value is about 1 billion euros. Out of that, 44% is in Poland. Romania and Hungary, both with 15%, is the second biggest allocation, and 10% Croatia. Serbia, also 10%. By looking at the chart showing the net leasable area by country, we can see that Poland, having just 36% of the GLA, is having 44% of the gross asset value, which shows also the pricing or the value of the square meter NLA, which is pretty high still in Poland. But Romania and Hungary will also pick up soon, in our opinion. On chart or page 10, we have a chart showing portfolio valuation and the lease lengths per sector. And the office sector with a book value of 713 million, the retail sector with a book value of 316 million euros, shows that GTC's portfolio is still heavy on office, and this is also the core business. We will pick up and we will increase our share in a retail sector whenever the two developments in Warsaw will gain speed. But so far, our main activity, which is 70%, is on office. Page 11, lease expiration profile, shows that in 2015 and 16 there's quite a stable development on our lease term. We will have a lot of renewals and new leases to be done in 2017 and 18. And especially in the end of 17, there is a couple of big tenants to be renewed on our big office building in Bucharest. And we are quite positive on that. We already started negotiations and discussion right now. So we hope to be early on these renewals, that we do not have this peak workload in 17 and 18. Page 10 shows our tenant exposure in office and retail. We can say here that we do not have big block risks, and our allocation on tenants is according to the market standard. On occupancy per sector, which is the chart on page 13, you can see that we are on a very stable occupancy rate on the office sector at 92%. In the retail, we are at 90%. And we hope that, especially on the retail in Poland, where we have Galeria Jurajska, and this project is just about to renew a lot of lease agreements after 5 years operation, we will increase the occupancy the next 2 quarters substantially, that also the retail sector will be north of 90%. Before we move to financial reporting, I want to give you a small, a short overview on our top properties in the portfolio in book value and size. Biggest project, Galeria Jurajska in Częstochowa, Poland, about 150 million. The next is Citygate, office building in Romania, close by with 148 million euro book value. Avenue Mall Zagreb with 102 million value. And then Centerpoint and Spiral, both in Budapest, and the Centrum Priorwe Kazimierz office building in Krakow is 41 million. Also, Galeria Burgas, which is one of the relative good performing secondary city shopping malls in Bulgaria already made it into the top properties at GTC. I would like to hand over to Erez, who will elaborate on the financial highlights of GTC.
Good afternoon. I'll start with the financial highlights on page 16. As can be seen, we noted the two parameters, underlying profit before tax and cash flow from operating activities. Each one of them simulates operational profit this way or another. The first one is reflecting the operational profit somewhat in cash. However, it takes the profit from residentials, which is zero, whereas the second one, cash flow from operating, takes also the revenue from sale of residential units. As can be seen, regardless of the way we look at it, each of these parameters indicates an increase of 50% in the performance of the operation in 2014 versus 2013. That's a significant improvement. Regardless of the devaluation which was done, the operational side of the company continues to improve. When we look at the net debt versus the total property, as can be demonstrated later on, both has been decreased. Total property was decreased mainly due to the devaluation. However, this was coupled with repayment of loan, deleveraging, which ultimately reduced the leverage of the company, maintained it at around 54%. On the next page, on the balance sheet, we can see the breakdown. The breakdown of the assets. We still have residential inventory, however, this was significantly decreased. We have investment in associates at 96 million euro. Part of this 96 is refers to the holding in Galeria Kazimierz, which is now being unwinded, and 66 million of that basically will offset a liability, that's a technical booking, and therefore we will have less liabilities and less investment in associate companies. In terms of the devaluation, it impacted the investment property, but also we sold assets, investment property at about 5 million. We classified 6 million to asset held for sale, and we invested 21 million euro, primarily in Galeria Purnotna. We completed the land acquisition. Completion of Pascal construction, building 41, block 41 building in Belgrade, and Vilanov. The devaluation breakdown reveals the assets that mostly contributed to such devaluation. Avenue Mall, Zagreb being the leading one. However, except that, most of the assets are assets that are located in secondary cities in Romania and Croatia, as well as Bulgaria. The devaluation itself, or I would say the fact that we recognized loss, created some default, technical default in covenants, and we had to restructure the debt, especially with reference to the debt that relates to EBRD. So EBRD and the Bill Lenders, UniCredit and Raiffeisen. We are in the stages of formalizing the understanding that we reach with these banks, according to which we will settle the debt over 3 years. In the case of Varna, we have other lenders. We will settle the debt over 5 years. And by that, we will be able to release the assets, sell them, and stop operating leakage that these assets created. On the next page, you can see the calculation of the loan-to-value ratio, which stands at 54%. The deleveraging also help us to save interest cost. At an interest rate of 4.2%, we reach interest cover of 2.1. That's another indicator that shows the improvement in operations versus 2013. On the next page, we present the debt and the maturity schedule. In terms of split between secured and unsecured assets, we can say that about a quarter of the debt is unsecured. It refers to bonds and minorities. In terms of the interest rate split, whereas in the past we were mostly hedged, right now we took advantage of the current low market rate, and we a little bit increased the exposure to that rate. Only 41% is hedged, whereas 59% is floating. Since the rate is low, we are now starting again to low rates going forward, so that to secure this advantage in the coming few years. Regarding the debt maturity, the IFRS presents a picture which is different than the picture that comes from the economic status of these loans, and I will explain that. On the next page, you could see a chart with a blue line. The line represents the IFRS structure of liabilities. The columns represent the economic liabilities, taking into account the restructuring of EBRD and the OTP debt. Post-restructuring, we expect that the repayment in 2015 will amount to 72 million euro, a little bit more. This was structured in a way that our current cash, including the plan for selling of non-core assets, as well as the usual strategy of selling mature assets. If we take that into account, we see that we can service the debt in a convenient manner, comfortable manner. Going forward, we will structure the company, we will re-strengthen the company so that the debt we will be able to cover it from ongoing cash. Therefore, basically, we'll be able to turn around the company and to move towards the growth plan that we are talking about it since the end of last year. Regarding the income statement, we can see that there was an improvement in rental margin. The improvement is attributed mostly to cost saving or higher efficiency in the rental operations. At the same time, we maintained the same rental revenue despite some pressure that was in the market on the rental revenue, downward pressure. The portfolio seems to be balanced in terms of rental income. Other expenses were maintained on a similar level, whereas the financial expenses contains also one-off cost related to debt issuance and the restructuring of hedges, which, as I mentioned, are one-off and non-recurring. If we neutralize that, we come to a saving of about 5 million, which was achieved during 2014. In terms of cash flow, the key element of the cash flow again indicate the improvement. The cash flow from operating activities increased by about 50% in 2014, from $26 million to $40 million. Regarding the investment, investment amounted to $21 million. This $21 million is a relatively modest amount, and is expected to grow going forward as a result of commencement of construction of the malls, especially Galleria Puno. Regarding the finance activity, the budget here was a closed budget, generated $6 million revenue proceeds, basically from financing activities. If we take into account the issuance of shares, the recycling of the bonds, we can see, and the normal repayment that we have, we can see that ultimately it has minor positive impact. Altogether, the net change is $25 million, mostly from operating activities, which help us to end the year with $81 million, and this is the basis for the restructuring plan that we are going to approve regarding EBRD and OTP. We will now be glad to take any questions.
Thank you very much indeed, sir. And as a gentle reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. So that's star one if you wish to ask a question or simply make comment, star one, and wait for your name to be announced. Just once more, please press star one on your telephone keypad if you wish to make a comment or ask a question, and wait for your name to be announced. Gentlemen, at this point, there are no questions from the telephones, so I shall pass the floor back to you.
Thank you very much. So I will use this opportunity to thank you, everybody, for the participation in our call, and we will talk to you closer to the mid-May when we will release our Q1 results. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Małgorzata, and with many thanks to all our speakers today, that does conclude our conference. Thank you all for participating. You may now disconnect. Thank you very much.